also want to say that I did not have enough time to really prepare this year, so without the proper preparation. But I want to speak about Malchio, Zichronos, and Shofros, and give you an idea of what it's all about, halacha-wise and hashkacha-wise. The Mishnah says on Lamed Beis Amar Aleph and Rosh Hashanah, Seder Brachos, the Brachos of Rosh Hashanah, Omer Avos Ugvuros Kedushas Hashem, the Kolo Malchios Imohem. You say the first three Brachos of Shemona Esrei as usual, but you include Malchios in Kedushas Hashem, in the Bracha of Hamelech HaKadosh. So you say also the Psukim of Malchios, the Eino Tokeya, and therefore Hamelech HaKadosh serves two purposes. Serves Kedushas Hashem, and since you're saying Hamelech HaKadosh, it also serves as a bracha of Malchios. The Eino Tokeya, and you don't blow shofar after that. Kedushas Hayom, Vitokeya, then you say Kedushas Hayom, regular Meloch Al Kol Olam Kulo Bichvodecha, right, that Ato V'chartonim Mikol Ho'amim, that's Kedushas Hayom, and you end Mekadosh Yisrael Yom HaZikaron and Vitokeya, and then you blow Shofar. Zichronos Vitokeya, then you say Zichronos, and then Shofros, and you blow Shofar after each of them. The Yom Ravoda, Hodo, Birkas Kohanim, and then you say the last three brachas of Shemona Esrei, total of nine brachas. Divrei Rav Yochanan ben Nuri. That's Rav Yochanan ben Nuri Shita. Omer lo Rav Akiva, Meino Tokeya l'Malchios, Lomo hu Masker. If you don't blow Shofar for Malchios, why mention it altogether? Ela Omer Avos Sukvuros Kedush Hashem. You say the first three brachas regularly. The Kolo Malchios and Kedushas Hayom, and you include Malchios together with Kedushas Hayom, and you say Melech Al Kol Haaretz Mekadosh Yisrael V'Yom HaZikaron. Mention what's it called Malchios and the Psukim of Malchios and Kedushas Hayom. Vitokeya, and you blow shofar after that. Zichronos Vitokeya. Then you say Zichronos, the Psukim of Zichronos, and the bracha, Zocher Habris, and you also blow shofar. Shofros, then you say the psukim of Shofros, and Hamazin, Trua Samo Israel Barachamim, and you also blow shofar. The Omer Avoda Hodo Brikaskar, and then you finish off the last three brachas. So basically, the machlokas is only how you set up these brachas, but everybody holds that you only say a total of nine brachas. The Gemara in Brachas explains why. Why are there nine brachas in the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah? Kenegid, the nine askaros, the nine times that Chana mentioned Shem Hashem in her tefillah. So ultimately there have to be nine brachas. There should be ten, because you have the regular seven brachas of every yontif, plus three more, Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros. So somehow you have to combine one of those, Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros, with one of the other brachas to come out with a total of nine and not ten. Before we go on, why each one holds what he holds, Shaila over here is this min haTorah. Even though the Gemara learns these brachos, the extra three brachos from psukim, is it min haTorah mamish, or these psukim are only in asmachta, and it's only the brachos of Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, the Malchus, the Bronze, the Shofar, it's only the Rabbana. So the Gemara seems to say very clearly that it's only the Rabbana. Mara has a shayla on that Lamed Dalet Amud Beis. Mara says like this: if you have a if you have what's called Ketzit Shtei Ayoros Ba'achas Tokin Ba'achas Mevorchim, you have two places and you can only go to one of them. In one place they know how to say the brachas, they don't have a shofar. The other place they have a shofar but they don't know the brachas. So where should you go? Go to hear the brachas of Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros, or you should go to the place where you'll be able to hear Shofar. So holchim lemakom shetokim, vein holchim lemakom shemavarchim. So Mara says pshita, hadoraisa hadorabana. Tzkiya Shofar is min haTorah. So of course you put tzkiya Shofar before the brachas. You can only do one. Do the one that's min haTorah, not the ones for Rabbana. Even if the one with the shofar is only suffix shofar, and the other one is vade brachas, Still, you go to the one that maybe you'll have a suffix with a mitzvah d'oraisa, rather than for sure having a mitzvah d'rabbanan. That's what Gemara says. It seems clear from that Gemara that brachos, malchus, zechronos, and shofros is only d'rabbanan. The only thing is there are rishonim who hold that malchus, zechronos, and shofros are taka min haTorah. In fact, we learned it in Sukkah. But the idea is like malachas of Chol HaMoed. There are certain things from the Torah that the Ikar is from the Torah, but the Torah left it up to the Rabban on exactly how to do it. So the Pratim are only the Rabban. So which brachas to say, which psukim to say, how to say the bracha, right? That's all the Rabban. The fact that you have to mention Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros on Rosh Hashanah at some point, that's been our Torah. So Memela, that which the Gemara says, if you don't know the brachas, but you know how to say Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros, you can say Hashem Melech, Vehu Zocher, right, and Tkiya Shofar, and you'll be Yotzei the Mitzvah D'oraisa. But you won't be Yotzei the Mitzvah D'rabbanan of how exactly to do it. So therefore, even though the Iker Mitzvah is Min HaTorah, but that you can do wherever you are. That you don't need to have a tzibur that knows how to say all the details of the bracha. So the only thing you'll be missing is the Rabbanan, if you go to the place that is Tokei Shofar, and you'll be missing the Doraisa Shofar, the whole thing is Doraisa, right, if you go to the place that they're saying the brachas. So it could be that these brachas are mamish min haTorah, but it's for sure, according to everybody, that the details of what to say and how to say it, that's clearly only the Rabbanan. But you could be Yotzei the Doraisa, even if what's it called, you don't say all the details, you're Yotzei the Doraisa just by mentioning Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros in any way. Okay. The reason that these nine brachas, Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros, are connected to the Tefillah of Chana, is because Chana was Nifkida on Rosh Hashanah, right? She became pregnant on Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, her tefillah has a connection, the tefillah which thanked the Rabban Shalom for the son that she had, even though that wasn't necessarily said on Rosh Hashanah, right? Because she didn't necessarily have the baby on Rosh Hashanah, she surely didn't bring it necessarily on Rosh Hashanah to the Mishkan, but Lamaisa, since the whole process of this birth began on Rosh Hashanah, so Lamaisa, there's a kesher. There's also a kesher between Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros with Tfilas Chana. The Bechi that Chana cried before she was misfollowed for the child. And then this was the seal of that original Tfilah when she finally had the child. The Bechi has a connection to Shofar. Shofar is called Yom Yibava, Day of Crying. And what's it called? Zichronos is because Chana was Nifkida. Kidos and Zichronos are the same thing. Chana was Nifkida on Rosh Hashanah, is the Indian of Zichronos. And Malchios, Lamaisa, in her tefillah, she dedicates her son to the Rabban Shalom. She's Mamlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that tefillah, and she gives over her son, Kulo B'Yad Hashem, which is what Malchios is. So all of the Inyonim of Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros are also Merumas in that tefillah. Memela, those are the nine brachas are connected the tefillah of Chana. The Gemara says, Rabbi Akiva says, if you don't blow shofar for what's it called, for Malchios, then why mention it? So Gemara asks the obvious question. Omer Rabbi Akiva, meino tokeh Malchios lamul maskir. Gemara says, lamul maskir, rachmana omer itkir. Torah said to say Malchios. Right again, either asmachta or the Torah said to say Malchios, the Rabbanan said how to say it. But the Maisa ben HaTorah have to say Malchios. Elalama eser lematation. The hoil the ishtini ishtini. Why say 10 psukim like you say by all the other ones, by Zichronos and Shofros? I'd say 9. Because since it's different, let it be different. And one other thing, right? Since you're, what's it called? Since it's, you don't blow shofar, it's only 9 psukim. So I'll say 3 psukim. What's the idea? Hold the ishtini. Since it's different, so only say 9 psukim. Thinking that, the Gemara later on says that you say 10 psukim for Malchios, 10 for Zichronos, and 10 for Shofros. So the Gemara says, "Honey, Asara Malchios connected me." Right? Why 10 Malchios? Where did Rabbanan get the 10? So the Gemara says, Rebbe Omar, Keneged Asora Hilulim, Shomer David B'Sefer Tehillim. Keneged the 10 Hilulim, which David HaMelech said in Sefer Tehillim. Samar says, Halulim Tov Tuvahav. There's a lot of Hilulim in Sefer Tehillim. Samar says, Hanach Nasibuhu Halulu B'Sefer Shofar. The ones that hint to Shofar, those last 10 Hilulim in Sefer Tehillim, where it says, Halulu B'Sefer Shofar. Rav Yosef Omar Keneged Aseres HaDivros. Shenemru lo lemoshe b'sinai, Rav Yochanan omer keneged asorim amoro shebehem nivra ha'olam. So we have three different shitas of what the 10 psukim of Malchios, and all this is going on Malchios, right, why the makor of 10 psukim. One man the omer says the asorim amoros of b'rias ha'olam, that's one way of seeing Malchus Hashem, that he created everything in the world. The other one says keneged matan Torah, the Aseres HaDibros. It's another way of seeing Malchus Hashem. He can command us to do what he wants. And the other one is the Asora Hilulim, which include take a shofar, which l'maisa, your mamlich, the Rabbanu Shel Olam, the shofar. Comes out like this. That if you hold that the makor of Malchios, and that's what Rebbe says, and the Gemara says that Rebbe holds of Rebbe Akiva Shita, that you are kolel malchios together with kedushas hayom, and you blow shofar, not like Rav Yochanan Nur. So if you learn malchios from halalu v'seika shofar, then there's a kesher between malchios and shofar, so you blow shofar. And there's also reason to say ten psukim, because we have this remez from the 10 hilulim that are in that parsha. But if you don't connect shofar to malchios, you don't blow shofar by malchios, then you obviously learn it. What's it called? Then there's no kesher between 10 psukim, according to Rebbe at least, and according to what seems Rebbe Akiva also, there's no kesher anymore to have a mekor to say 10. So then what should you say? What other number is significant to Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros? 9, because of Tfilas Chana. So if you don't have a mekor, Dafka, to say 10, because of the 10 Hilulim, right, that connect Malchios to Tkiya Shofar, then better to say 9 to connect it to the 9 Askaras of Chana. But only reason that you're going to say 10 is because you learn it from this pasuk of Asara Hilulim. But Lamaisa, Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, holds like the other Amoraim here, that you have other Makoros for the 10 Psukim of Malchios, either the Aseres HaDibros or the Asara Mamoros. Those don't connect it to Shofar at all. So you don't need to blow Shofar by Malchios to be able to say 10 Psukim. You have other Makoros for the 10 Psukim altogether. But if you learn that the makor is the Asara Hilulim, even more than that, it could be not the 9, that you, once you don't have 10, then better to compare it to the 9. Those two numbers are significant. But even more partial. Right? If you don't blow shofar by Malchios, then the Pasuk Halalu B'Seika Shofar doesn't apply. All the other Hilulim do apply. Tzulzalei Shoma, Tzulzalei Trua, that's not talking about shofar. Tzulzalei Trua. Those are symbols that make a sound of a truah. So all the other words apply, but not halalu b'seika shofar. So if you take away the halalu b'seika shofar, how many psukim do you have? Only 9. So they should only say 9. Since you're not blowing shofar, don't say the halalu b'seika shofar. Say all, it's connected all the other ones. All the other ones are only 9. So therefore you should only say 9. Okay, the mice, according to everybody, though, the bracha that is connected to another bracha in order to come out with 9 and not 10 is Malchios. You don't say Malchios by itself. You either say it with Kedushas Hashem or you say it with Kedushas Hayom. So the idea is that there are, the Rabbanu Shalom as a melech himself is not, there is no such thing. The Ribbono Shel Olam, separated from the world, has no inyan of Malchus. Malchus is only Shem Kivod Malchuso Leolam Voet, that the Ribbono Shel Olam is beyond any concept of being a melech from his tzad. So you have to understand that when we refer to him as a melech, if we're referring to him as a melech, as himself, it's beyond our comprehension. It's not Pashat that the Ribbono Shel Olam is a melech. The Ribbono Shel Olam is being a melech limits. So if you look at it mitzad Hashem, you have to understand that it's something beyond our comprehension. He's not a melech in our terms if you're looking at it from his side. Adon Olam Asher Molach, the Terem Kol Yitzir Nivra, the fact that the Rabban Shul was a melech before the world was created is not the normal concept of a melech. So that has to be in Kedushas Hashem. That's right. Baruch Shem Kivod Malchuso. It's only Kedushas Hashem. Atta Kadosh, Shimcha Kadosh. Right? You're beyond comprehension. In that respect, we can call you a melech also if we refer it directly to you. We can't call you a melech by itself in a vacuum. Or melech is mitzidenu. From our standpoint, you're our melech. Not talking about you intrinsically, talking about how you relate to us, how we see you. So then it's Kedushas Hayom. Kedushas Hayom is Mekadesh Yisrael, Tazman, and Mekadesh Yisrael, the Yom HaZikaron. Right? We are the ones who are Mekadesh the Yom. The Yom is from our standpoint, we can call you a melech. And we can only call you a melech from your standpoint if we understand that it's Atta Kadosh, Hashimcha Kadosh, that it's beyond Baruch Shem Kibod Malchuso, that it's not intrinsic, it's something beyond our comprehension, it's only your Midos, it's not you. So therefore you can't have Malchus in a vacuum. You can't have Malchios by itself. It either has to be connected to Kedushas Hashem, or it can be connected to Kedushas Hayom. In fact, some say that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Shita, that you're Kolol Malchios with Kedushas Hashem, so Melech HaKadosh would be the bracha of Malchios. So, and we wouldn't say in Kedushas Hayom, Melech Al Kol Haaretz, Mekadesh Yisrael, the Yom HaZikaron. We just say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadesh Yisrael, the Yom HaZikaron, like Mekadesh Yisrael, Vazman. We wouldn't say that, Melech Al Kol Haaretz. But if you hold that, like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, that Malchios is included in Kedushas Hashem, then there are paragraphs that we add to all our tefillahs, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, that some say are the Malchios of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. That is, V'chein tein pachtecha Hashem Elokeinu, V'sim lo chato Hashem levadecha. According to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, those paragraphs were said dafka in Musaf of Rosh Hashanah. And they were said to function as Malchios. And in addition to the psukim that they said. We kept that, even though we don't hold like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, we kept that and we extended it to all the tefillahs, right, because it's a very, very strong tefillah. But Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri was the one who included that in order to have his Malchios in Kedushas Hashem. Okay, the Bavli says, the Gemara says that you maskir 10 psukim and you mention 3 Torah, 3 ksuvim, 3 neviim, and then you messiah with 1 of Torah. That's how we pass them, what you do. The Bavli says 3 Mekoros for Malchios, that you need 10 psukim, and the Stami you need 10 psukim by the other ones, because once you have by Malchios 10 psukim, you have 10 psukim by the other ones also. So you have Asorah Hilulim, or the Asorah Hadibros, or Asorah Mamoros. That's what the Bavli says. All of them are to tell me why you need 10 by Malchios. And we explained already that Malchios has a connection to the Asorah Hadibros, the fact that the Rabbanu Shlomo is Metzavah, us, he's the Melech. It has Asorah Mamoros, the fact that he created the world, he's the Melech. And the Asorah Hilulim, right, is Mitzidenu. When you coronate a king, you do it with Kate Kashofar, and you do it with symbols, and with the Hilulim. So that also has a connection to Malchios. So all of those are a symbol to 10, a remes to the 10 psukim of Malchios, and Menela, Zichronos and Shofros said the same thing. The Gemara doesn't ask how you know 10 psukim by Zichronos. But one, they were Koveya by Malchios 10, they made it parallel to make it 10 by all of them. The Yerushalmi says differently. The Yerushalmi says the Malchios you learn from the Asorah Hilulim, but only Malchios. Zichronos you learn from the Asorah Viduyim of Yeshayahu. Yeshayahu made 10 Viduyim, which is the Inyan of Zichronos, Schar and Onesh, that the Rabbanu Shalom, what's it called, remembers everything and is done on everything. That's Zichronos. So that's connected the Asorah Viduyim of Yeshayahu. And Shofros is connected the 10 Korbanos you bring Musaf of Rosh Hashanah. 7 Kvosim, a par, an isle, and a soil. And the Korbanos is when you blew Chatzotros, which has a connection to Shofar. The Nela, the Korbanos are the, what's it called, the Inyan of Shofar. In addition, there's another reason why. The Korbanos also are a hint of Musaf to the Korban that was almost made on Rosh Hashanah, which is the Akedah. So Menela, the Akedah is where the Shofar came from. the shofar of the isle of Yitzchak. So therefore the shofar has a connection to the karbonos of Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, and there were 10 different behemoths, the Nailas 10 psukim. The Rishonim all ask, the Maisa, the Gemara says, the first you say Torah, then you say Nevi'im, then you say Ksuvim, then you say Nevi'im, then you say Torah again. The order is not the normal order. We have Tanakh, not Tachan. So why don't we say it in the order that normally we have? Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim. And then end off again with Torah. Why Torah, Ksuvim, Nevi'im, and then Torah? So some Rishonim say because the Psukim that we mention in the Psukim from Ksuvim are chronologically before the Psukim that we mention from the Nevi'im. Nevi'im, we speak from Yirmiyah and other Psukim, and the Ksuvim is mostly from Tehillim. And Tehillim preceded those Nevi'im, and therefore we say Ksuvim before Nevi'im here, because of the chronological order. Others say that since this is something that shows the importance of these things, everybody's davening these things or whatever, it would be a zilzul in Ksuvim if it came last. We want to make an impression, and we have this cloud, wherever something's only Drabbanan, and Drabbanan also chizik l'divrayim. People shouldn't be mazalzul in it. So even though Ksuvim are less important than Nevi'im, but people shouldn't think they're not important at all. So here is one case where everybody says it, that they know once a year Ksuvim come before Nevi'im. That Ksuvim are not something to be mazalzul. That's what some Rishonim say. Others say that it's Azmalim Bekodesh. Malim Bekodesh works, you start with the biggest Kedusha. Then you go down to the lowest one, so you can then come up again. So if you would go from Torah to Nevi'im, then you'd have to go down to Ksuvim. So you start with the highest, and even though you have to go down to Ksuvim, that's not called the Yerida, because that now is in order to be able to have an Aliyah. That's a Yerida, Torah Aliyah. So now you go down to Ksuvim, so you can come back up again to Nevi'im, and again up to Torah to finish up. So while it's Milan Bakodesh, it's good to start with Ksuvim and then to go to Nevi'im instead of starting with Nevi'im and going to Ksuvim. The Rav Shamshon Lahurus has another idea. He says that people would get the idea that the Nevi'im need a proof from the Ksuvim. It's like you're bringing Yehuda Va'od L'kro. You said what the Nevi'im say, now we're going to show that not only the Nevi'im said it, in Ksuvim it also says, the Inyan of Zichronos or Malchios or Shofros. And people get the idea that Nevuah is not enough by itself, you need Raias to Nevuah. In order not to give that impression, he says, they put the Nevi'im last and the Ksuvim before, not to think that you need something to prove Nevuah. You need something to support Nevuah. I was thinking of another reason why. The Pashat idea, which many Achronim say, of the concept of Malchios, Achronos, and Shofros, what it stands for, we're going to say a different idea, but the Achronim say that unlike the Rambam, who counts 13 Ikrei HaEmunah, Rav Yosef Albo in Sefer HaIkarim counts only 3 Ikarim, basically 3 Ikarim, and all the other ones are contained in those 3, and they are Mitzias Hashem, the belief that there's a Rabbanu Shel Olam, and all the other things of what the Rabbanu Shel Olam is and what he's not, right, that's included in Mitzias Hashem. And then there's the Indian of Torah min HaShemayim, that the Torah is divine. And then there's the Indian of Schar and Onesh. Those are the 3 Ikari Hadas. Without any one of them, you can't have a religion. If you don't believe in the Rabbanu Shel Olam, there's no Das. If you believe in the Rabbanu Shel Olam, if you don't believe in the Torah, there's no Seder to that Das. And if you believe in the Torah and you believe in the Rabbanu Shel Olam, but you don't believe in Schar and Onesh, there's no purpose to keep any of that. So those 3 things form the Ikari Hadas. And the Achronim say that these Malchios, Achronos and Shofros, correspond to these 3 Ikarim. Malchios is Metzias Hashem. I believe there's a Rabbanu Shel Olam, who's the Melech HaOlam. And Zichronos is Schar Va'Onesh. I believe that what's it called, that there's Hashgacha, and Schar and Onesh. And Shofros is Torah Min HaShemayim. Is the idea of what's it called, of the fact that there was a Hiskalus Hashem, Nebuah, whatever. If that's the case, then which of these 3 correspond most to each thing? So the Chora, Metzias Hashem, right, that more is Torah. Right? The Torah tells me there's a Rabbanu Shel Olam. Torah is Dvar Hashem, right? From there you know there's a Rabbanu Shel Olam in the world. On the other hand, Nevi'im is more the idea of Nevuah, that there's such a thing as Nevuah, that's Torah ben HaShemayim. The Rabbanu Shalom gives Torah, including the Nevi'im, and Ruach HaKodesh, whatever, what's it called, that's Torah ben HaShemayim. And the Ksuvim is more the idea of Hashgacha. There you see the, what's it called, the Hisoris of Hashgacha Sashem in the world, through the Ksuvim. Hashgachas Hashem, Ruach HaKodesh, the fact that the Rabbanu Shel Olam, what's it called, guides people or whatever, not just Nevi'im, doesn't just communicate with them, he guides them. That's Hashgach. So if that's the case, the order of the Psukim follows the order of Malchios, Achronos, and Shofros. Since Torah is Be'ikr, connected to Malchios, and Ksuvim is Be'ikr, connected to Zichronos, and Nevi'im is Be'ikr, connected to Shofros, right, Torah min HaShemayim, and the other one is Metzias Hashem, which is Malchios, and the Zichronos is more the Indian of Hashgachas Hashem, Schar and Onesh, which is more brought out by Ksubim, and each one has in it the other ones. In Metzias Hashem, you also have the idea of Hashgacha, and you have the idea of Torah min HaShemayim, but they're subordinate. Right, and you have in the Indian of Hashgacha, the Indian of Metzias Hashem, he's the Mashgiach, and you have the Indian of Torah. And the Indian of what's it called, Torah min HaShemayim, you also have the Indian of Metzias Hashem and the Indian of Hashgacha. All of them contain all of them. So in each one you say Psukim from Torah, from the Nevi'im, and Ksuvim. But the Iker of Malchus Hashem, the Iker of what's it called, of Malchios, is Metzias Hashem, which is Torah. The Iker of Zichronos, which is Hashgachas Hashem, is Ksuvim. And the Iker by what's it called, by Ashofros, which is Schar and Onesh, is what's it called, is Torah min HaShemayim, is Ksuvim, is Nevi'im. So therefore, the order of the Ksukim in each one is that order. Torah, then Ksuvim, and then Nevi'im, which follows exactly Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros. Okay. Based on this Pashat idea, that Malchios is to tell me Metzias Hashem, so you see the Metzias Hashem in three ways. And those, the ten psukim, basically speak about these three things. You look at the psukim, you'll see. Some speak about the Bria, some speak about Hashgacha, and some speak about Gilui Shem. So you see the Rabbanu Shel Olam in the way that he interacts with the world, you see him through the creation, and you see him when there's Gilui Shechina, right, when he reveals himself. So that's the way of coming to Metzias Hashem, and the Psukim, the ten Psukim, all have one of these concepts to them. Shofros is his Galus Hashem, right, that's the Torah min HaShemayim, when the Rabbanu Shel Olam revealed his word to us. So there the Psukim either have to do with Matan Torah, they have to do with his Oris, that people have a feeling of the Rabbanu Shel Olam speaking to them, not directly, but that idea of Ruach HaKodesh, that everybody has a certain small part of, or that the Rabbanu Shel Olam speaks to them through Torah, speaks to them through the Bria, they feel that the Rabbanu Shel Olam is talking to them, right? And the Rabbanu Shel Olam talks to us through everything. Hashemayim Misafrim Kol Keil. Through the Bria, you hear the Dvar Hashem. You hear the Dvar Hashem from yourself. L'cho amar libi bakshu panai. Sponecho Hashem avakesh. Rashi says, L'cho b'shvilcho, in your name, my heart says to me, bakshu panai. This person listens to his heart. He hears the Rabbanu Shel Olam talking to him. You hear the Rabbanu Shel Olam talking from the Bria. You hear the Rabbanu Shel Olam talking from the Torah. So that's another way of knowing Torah min HaShemayim, from the Hisoris of the Psukim of Ksuvim, and Lashon Lavo. The Rabbanu Shel Olam again will give us his word, his bris, Lashon Lavo. You look at the Psukim of Shofros, they fit into one of those three categories. And Zichronos, we see the Schar and Onesh, we see it in the past, in the present, and in the future. So if you look at the Psukim, they all represent the Rabbanu Shel Olam interaction with the world in Schar and Onesh, past, present, and future. That's more or less the Pashit setup of these things. But for the remaining time, I'm going to give you a little bit different understanding of Malchios, Achronos, and Shofros. First of all, what is the Iker Tachlis of what are you supposed to accomplish when you daven Dishmon Esrei with these nine brachas. So the Gemara, the Gemara says, Taka, to Bryson, the Gemara says the following. The Gemara says that why do you say what's it called? Why is the Omer brought on Pesach and the Shkei Halechem on Shavuos and the Nisuch Hamayim on Sukkos? Because the Mishnah says, "Ba'arba prokim ha'olam nidom." The world's judged four different times in the year: on Pesach for Tvua, on Shavuos for Peres Ha'ilan, on Sukkos for Gesha, and on Rosh Hashanah kol bo'olam over the front of Kibnei Moron. And on Rosh Hashanah, people's lives are judged. So the Gemara says, therefore, the Rabban Hashem said to bring the Omer on Pesach in order that you should be makriv, a portion of the Tvua that you're being judged on. You're being judged for Tvua. Bring a portion of that Tvua as a korban, and I will bless the rest of the Tvua that's in the field. On Shavuos, the judgment is on Peres Ha'ilan. So bring wheat, right, which has a din of Peres Ha'ilan, because according to one man, the Omer, in Sanhedrin, the eighth that Adam Arishan ate from was a chita. So originally, chita had a din of an eighth. Not only that, the stalk of the chita, right, is also called an eighth. So what's it called? That's considered an eighth. So bring a portion of what I'm judging you on the Mizbeach, and I'll bless the rest of it. And on Sukkos, we're judged for water, so we pour water on the Mizbeach in order that the rest of the water, the rest of the rainfall, should be blessed. What's the Tzav HaShoveh? What's the pattern? Whenever you're being judged on something, you bring part of that as a sacrifice in order that the rest should be blessed. So what should be on Rosh Hashanah? On Rosh Hashanah, we should bring either somebody as a human sacrifice, so the rest of us should be blessed, or bring part of us as a sacrifice so the rest of us should be blessed. Cut off your arm, right, make it a korban, your leg, or get somebody, right, that everybody likes or everybody doesn't like, and designate him as the korban for everybody on Rosh Hashanah. That should be the motif of Rosh Hashanah. So, but the Rabbanus from Baruch Chazdo didn't want anybody to have to be killed on Rosh Hashanah or to have arms or legs cut off. So he gave us another way of making that korban. But Rosh Hashanah, it says, Imru lefanai malchios zichronos v'shofros, malchios kadesh tamlichuni aleichem, zichronos kadesh yalu zichronoseichem lefanai letova, uvaneh v'shofr. And on Rosh Hashanah, the way to make this korban is through malchios zichronos v'shofros. The Chorah is clear from the Mishnah that that's the idea. That on Rosh Hashanah, in place of bringing yourself as a korban, say malchios zichronos v'shofros, and somehow that will serve the same purpose. That will be the way of bringing yourself as a korban. And the truth is that that understanding is clear from other sources. Because there's a medrash that says, on all the Yomim Tovim it says, v'kravtem ola by Musaf, and by Rosh Hashanah it says, v'asisem ola. V'asisem can be read, aseyes atzmechem. Asisem, make yourself. So you see that the motif of Rosh Hashanah is making yourself a korban. And we mentioned Motzei Shabbos, that that's one of the reasons why you have 4 days between the minimum of 4 days between the beginning of Slichas and Rosh Hashanah, because a korban needed 4 days to be inspected for Mumim. So here again, you see the same idea, that on Rosh Hashanah, we're going to be korbanos to the Rabban Hashem. Except how do you affect that korban? By saying Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros. So you have to understand how that works. How is Malchus and Zichronos and Shofros being mocked of yourself as a korban by saying 30 psukim that have to do with Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros? So in order to understand it, I want to give you an understanding. This could take a long time, but it's not going to finish next 20 minutes, 25 minutes, whatever. That's how long the show usually is. Rabbi Green Shears, how long usually? An hour. Okay, so that should fill out the hour. If not, you'll have a revach. What exactly Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros is, understand what it is, then you can understand how together they act as the making yourself into a korban. You normally understand that Malchios is Kabbalah's O Malchus Shamayim. Kabbalah's Malchus Hashem. But that can't be what Malchios is. Because if that's what Malchios is, then what's the big deal? He just did it in Kriya Shema the night before in the morning. Right? Kriya Shema is Kabbalah's O Malchus Shamayim. So what does Malchios add? Special something you do? Musaf of Rosh Hashanah. Kabbalah's O Malchus Shamayim. He did it twice already on Rosh Hashanah. What's the big deal? And more than that, another right, that Malchios can't be Kabbalah's O Malchus Shamayim. There's a machlokas in the Gemara whether Shema Yisrael can be used as a pasuk of Malchios. Pashtus, the shaila is, do you need to mention Malchus openly, or is it enough the concept of Malchus? Because in Shema Yisrael there's the same thing about Malchus. Do you need a pasuk that mentions Melech, Malchus, or do you need a pasuk that the concept is? The Chora, though, if Malchios is Kabbalah's O Malchus Shamayim, how could there be a machlokes where the Shema Yisrael could be used? That's the epitome of Kabbalah's O Malchus Shamayim. There's no greater pasuk of Kabbalah's O Malchus Shamayim than Shema Yisrael. So if Malchios is Kabbalah's O Malchus Shamayim, how could there be even a sotah if Shema Yisrael could be used as Malchios? Yes, machlokes. We hold it canon. We do say Shema Yisrael is the final pasuk of Torah. Right? But the Maisa, there is a sheet that holds can't use Shema Yisrael. If Kabbalah's O Malchus Shamayim was what Malchios is, how could there be even a Havamina that you don't use Shema Yisrael? That is Kabbalah's O Malchus Shamayim. So therefore, I want to say a different word, that Malchios is a different thing completely. If you look at the Ramban in Parsha Shoftim, where the Torah speaks about being memana melech, the Ramban says there are two stages in appointing a king. First, Klal Yisrael have to come, and they say, "Asim olai melech." It's a mitzvah to come and to demand a king. In the time of Shmuel, they got it over the head for that. That's because they did it the wrong way or at the wrong time. But there is a mitzvah to be doresh a melech, to say we want a melech. Okay, Asim olai melech. Then there's a second mitzvah. Then once the Sanhedrin, the Novi, whoever's responsible for being memana melech, right? Minui melech pashas needs a Sanhedrin and a Novi. So whoever's responsible of being memana the melech, then hears the Klal Yisrael want a melech, and they appoint a melech. And then there's a mitzvah, som tasim olech a melech. Now there's a mitzvah to accept the yoke of that malchus upon you. But the first mitzvah is to demand a melech, to say we want a melech. And then there's a mitzvah, once the melech is a melech, to be nichna to his malchus. That's called Kabbalah's O Malchus Shamayim. Kabbalah's O Hamalchus means that once the melech is a melech, you accept the yoke of his kingdom. But the first thing is not Kabbalah's O Malchus. The first thing is creating the malchus. You're making a melech. Before that, he's not a melech. Then you make him a melech. Now there's an inyan of being makabel his malchus on you. Two stages. We find by the malachim the same thing. These two stages. We say in davening every day. Maritzim, umakdishim, umamlichim. And then we say, v'chula makablim aleim o malchus shamayim. V'chora, we just said that, umamlichim. Those two inyanim. The malachim first make the rabbanim from their melech, and then the Mekabal, O Malchus Shamayim. Separate thing. First you have to make the Melech, then once he's a Melech, then you are Nichna to his Malchus. But there's an inyan of making the Melech into a Melech, making the Melech your Melech. And then after that, now once he's a Melech, you have to be Mekabal, O Malchus O Alecha. The Melech, there's two things by the Rebbe Shalom. The Pasuk says, well, not the Pasuk, but the Gemara says, that why do we say Hashem Molach Geus Lodesh on Friday? Why is that the Shir Shalom? Ki bo gomar Maisav u'molach aleihem. Because on that day he finished Maisav Bereishis and he was a Melech over them. So Hashem Molach, when did the Rabban Shem come? Melech on Friday. Okay. The Chora, the Rabban Shem was a Melech from before the world. Right? He was a Melech, what's it called? Adon Olam Hashem Molach B'terem Kol Yitzir Nivro. He was a melech before there was any world. So why did he become a melech on Friday? Now the idea is that as long as there is no bria, the Rabbanu Shalom, the Etzem, can be a melech. In a way that we can't understand. But Amelech in the Atzmo, just Shem Kavod Malchusa. Once there's a Bria, so the Rabban Shem can't be a Melech until the Bria accepts him as Melech. Oh, forgot one Nekuda. There's a Gro. The Gro explains the difference between a Melech and a Moshe. Right? It says, what's it called? That a Moshe is someone who rules over other people against their will. Could be he's a good guy. But the people never accepted him as a Melech. He rules, what's it called, by force. A Melech is from the Lashon Nimlach. The people have to agree that he should be the Melech. They accept him willingly. That's a Melech. That's why it says by Yosef, HaMoloch Timloch Alenu. You think we're going to agree that you should rule over us? HaMoshal Timshobanu. And if we don't agree, you're going to do it against our will. Right? That's why it says also that, what's it called, Hilashem HaMelucha UMoshel Bagoyim. The Rabban Hashem is a Melech over us. We willingly accept it. But he's a Moshel Bagoyim. They don't want it, but against their will he goes again. He rules over them. So in order for a Melech to be a Melech, he has to be accepted by the people he's being Molech. Up until Yom Shishi of the Bria, there was nothing that had Bechira that could accept the Rabban Hashem as a Melech. Only on Friday, when human beings were created, so that's when Adam Harishon said, I want you to be my Melech. Then the Rabban Hashem became a Melech. On Friday. Even though without anybody around, he was a Melech before. But once there are people around, he can't be called a Melech unless the Ratzon, they're Mamlechim as a Melech. So on Friday, Adam HaRishon was Mamlech, he created Malchus Hashem. And then from then on, every day, there's an Inyan of Kabbalah, so Malchus Shomayim. Now there's a Melech, I have Mekabel, his Malchus. But the first thing is not Kabbalah, all HaMalchus, the first thing is creating the Malchus. On Rosh Hashanah, that Malchus was created. So every Rosh Hashanah, we ki'ilu re-coronate HaKadosh Baruch Hu for another year. And the Vilna Gaon says that. That's why we blow shofar. When you coronate a king, you make him the king, you blow shofar. You don't blow shofar every day that you're makabel all Malchusah. You only do it at the beginning of his reign, when you coronate him. So the whole concept of Rosh Hashanah is not Kabbalah's all Malchus Shamayim. It's Hamlochas Hashem. Every year we renew HaKadosh Baruch Hu's contract. To be our Melech, the Ratzon. So we want him to be the Melech. Question is, why would you want the Rabban Hashem to be a Melech? What are you the Melech for? So, Malchus of the Ara, Kain, Malchus of the Raki, and vice versa. What are the reasons why a Melech is important? What are you the Melech for? So there are basically three things that a Melech, three functions of a Melech. If you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Melachim, you'll see that in various places he mentions these are the three functions of a Melech. The first one is the Melech is Lev Ha'am, he's the Ma'achim. He is the central fulcrum around which everything unites. He represents the Malchus, and he is the unifying factor. He's a Ma'achim. He unifies everybody into one common goal, one common purpose. That's what one Melech, one concept, one function of a Melech. Second thing is the Melech is Miloshin Eitzes, Lim Lihimoleh, to ask an Eitzes. The Melech is Meyayetz. He, what's it called? And he is Mefarnes. He, what's it called? He gives advice, and he gives the wherewithal for people to, what's it called, to do their part as part of this Achdus. He makes a Malchus, and now people have to function within that Malchus. Everybody has their part towards that one unified kingdom. So the Melech, his job is also to direct people what their part is, and to provide with them the wherewithal to do their part. So we find that David HaMelech was responsible to give Parnassah to Klal Yisrael, make sure they had Parnassah, and HaMelech is a Meyayetz, he gives Eitzes and direction. That's the second thing, he's a director. Okay, he unifies, creates the Malchus, and then he directs people how to serve that Malchus. And lastly, he's a Mogen, a Lochem. Le'in Memanim, Melochem, Elalehi Lochem, he protects his Malchus. He protects them and fights for them. Similarly, the Rabban Hashem has all three of these functions. The Rabban Hashem obviously is ma'achid everything in the Bria under his achdus. Everything was created to serve him and is an extension of him. So that's ma'achid all the Bria. The Rabban Hashem obviously is a guider, a supporter, a provider, and a director. Right? Like we said, the person gets direction from the Rabban Hashem constantly, from the Torah, from his heart, from the Bria. The Rabban Hashem is constantly directing us and guiding us. Right? And he's Matarnis us. He gives us the wherewithal to be able to do our part as part of this Bria, part of his Malchus. And he's also a Elohim. He fights for us, protects us physically and also spiritually. Because it says, "B'chol yom v'yom yitzor shalodah misgaber alav mischadish shalodah v'lmolei HaKadosh Baruch Hu osro lo yachala." If the Rebbeinu Shel wouldn't go to battle for us against the Yetzer Hara, we couldn't win. We have to take the initiative, but the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is the one that, what's it called, that helps us conquer the Yetzer Hara. A ball of tire, Messiah in love. So we have to be ball of tire. But without the Rebbeinu Shel's help, it wouldn't work. So the Rebbeinu Shel helps us spiritually and physically. He helps fight our battles and protect us. So the Rebbeinu Shel serves those three functions. If you look at the psukim in Malchios, you'll see that all the psukim fall into one of these three categories. Either describing the Rebbeinu Shel Olam as a ma'ached, vayehi bishurim melech bisaseh rashayom yachad shivtei Yisrael, one example. Or the Rebbeinu Shel Olam as a mefarnes and miyayeh, right, not other psukim. Or the Rebbeinu Shel Olam as a lochem. Okay, and the truth is, it says that the shofar is the kli to express the other two things. Muvaneh b'shofar. Right? Shofros is a kli how to bring about the Malchios and Zichronos. How does the shofar represent Malchios? Aside from the fact that the shofar is what they blew when they coronated the king. So it's mamish, that kli of coronation. But the sounds of the shofar represent these three things. The sound of a tkiyah, when did they blow tkiyah in the Midbar alone? When they wanted to gather everybody together, to unite the people. Skatim. Tkiyah below Srua is to bring the people together. So that's the koach of the ma'achid. Then there's what's called shvarim. Shvarim is a ma'orim. It's ma'orim people. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam is ma'orim us. He directs us and guides us and inspires us to do our part. And then there's the Truas Milchama. Truas is a sign of war. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam is the warrior, he's the protector, protects us physically and spiritually. So the shofar is the kli to express all the ideas of Malchios that you want to coronate the Rebbeinu Shel Olam through the shofar itself and through the sounds of the shofar. That's Malchios. So Malchios is, I come on Rosh Hashanah and I say, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, I want you to be my king. I need a king. For all the reasons we mentioned, I want you, the Ratzon, I want to make you my king for this coming year. That's Malchios. What's Zichronos? Zichronos, we normally think, is that the Rebbeinu Shel remembers us, he judges us, he remembers us, or whatever. And we hope that he'll remember us for the good. But it doesn't say that. It says, Zichronos, k'dei shiyalu zichronoseichem lefonai l'tova. Not shiyalu zichronoseichem hatovos lefonai. Not that we're saying, Rebbeinu Shel, have selective memory. And remember the good things about us, and forget about the bad things. That would be Shiyalu Zichron Roseichem HaTovos Lefonai. But it doesn't say that. It says Shiyalu Zichron Roseichem Lefonai Litovo. What does that mean? When I say Zichronos, is a different idea completely. First of all, how could it be that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam remembers when he can't forget? Ain Shikcha Lefnei Kiseik Vodech. If there's no Shikcha, there can't be any remembrance. Somebody once said to the Or Sameach, that the Ragachover has a tremendous memory. Right, a photographic memory. He said, what kind of memories does he have? On his way to the next city, he chazers half a shas. On the way back, he chazers the other half a shas. He's constantly chazering shas, day by day. You don't need a memory for that. You can't forget anything when you have to remember. So if the Rebbeinu Shel can't forget, how can he remember? So what's the shas? The Rebbeinu Shel remembers. But the idea is that there are two kinds of remembering and two kinds of forgetting. One kind of forgetting is something happened a long time ago and it becomes dim in your mind. There's another kind of forgetting. If I would say something and you didn't hear it, and you'd say, could you repeat that? And I'd say, forget it. So what do I mean? Sit now and forget it. How can you forget it? You didn't hear it. How can you forget something you didn't hear? What do I mean, forget it? It's not important. Discard it. Discount it. Don't be machshav. That's called forgetting too. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam, his zikaron is giving things importance, regarding them, and the things that he doesn't regard, that's called shikha. Forget it. Not important. The Mela, what happened on Rosh Hashanah? Says Adam Arishon was created. Before Adam Arishon was created, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam asked the Malachim, should he create man or not? And in the end, the Malachim said, Mo enosh ki sizkerenu. What's man that you should remember him? Now that can't mean literally what it says, because he wasn't created yet. You can't remember something that doesn't exist. So it must mean the second kind of remembrance. What's man that you should regard him? You should consider him. He's not, forget about it. That's what they said. Forget it. Not a good idea. Forget about creating man. Not forget him, but forget it. So the Rabbanu Shalom Aisha didn't agree with the Malachim, and he created man. That means that he was Zohar. He considered him important. On Rosh Hashanah, we remember that the Rabbanu Shalom considers us important. And how do we remember that? Because it's Yom HaDin. Right? Anybody here have a pet? Dog, cat, goldfish, whatever, hamster? Would you spend 24 hours, right, once a year, reviewing your pet's actions over the past year? Every single thing, when it barked, when it wagged its tail, how it cleaned its fur, right, how it ate. Valina. And the difference between you and your pet is infinitesimal compared to the difference between you and the Rabbanu Shalom. So why did the Rabbanu Shalom spend not 24 hours, 48 hours, right, judging us once a year? What did you eat? What did you think? What did you say? What did you dress? Who cares? We're just puny, unimportant human beings. What's the Rabbanu Shalom wasting his time? Must be that the Rabbanu Shalom considers that important, because he created us, and the whole universe depends on what we do, what we think and what we say and what we eat. Right? All of that is very, very important. So it's kedai to judge us on every prat. So the judgment itself shows how important we are. That the Rabbanu Shalom wastes his time, kibiyachol, judging us, because it's not a waste of time. It's very important. So we are very important. That's what zichronos are. We remember once a year that the Rabbanu Shalom discarded what the Malachim said, mo enosh ki sizkerenu, and he created us anyway, and therefore he showed that we're important. That's zichronos. The zichronos is expressed also through the shofar. So how are those zichronos expressed through the shofar? How does the shofar show the hashivas of a human being? It's the first question. Because the shofar is a zecher to the ayil of Yitzchak. That's where why do we blow a shofar shal ayil? To remember Elo shal Yitzchak. Elo shal Yitzchak showed that human life is very important. Why? Because Yitzchak Avinu could have been a korban l'Hashem. He could have been killed al kiddush Hashem. And yet the Rabbanu Shalom said, no, I don't want that. I'd rather have the ayil, because there's something greater for Yitzchak to do. What is that? To live al kiddush Hashem. It's greater to live al kiddush Hashem than to die al kiddush Hashem. That means that the human life is very important, because the Rabbanu Shalom chose a korban of an ayil rather than Yitzchak himself being a korban, because there's something greater than Yitzchak being a korban, and that is that he should be able to live al kiddush Hashem. In addition, the shofar also represents all of the Bria. How so? The Bria is domain, the inanimate mineral world, then there's the vegetable world, then there's the animal world. Okay, and then there's human beings. The animal world, right, the crown of the animal world is a shofar, is the horn on top of the animal. And it therefore incorporates in it the whole Bria. Because the mineral supports the vegetable, and the vegetable supports the animal, and the animal is the totality of all the Bria, and the crown of the Bria is the shofar. More than that, the shofar itself, right, is mineral, it's calcium, and it grows on the top of the animal like a little tree, and it's Misa animal, so it has in it a remez to animal, vegetable, and mineral. But the shofar, so the shofar represents the whole Bria, but it's hollow. It has no tochen. It has no meaning to it until a human being blows his neshama into it and makes it a kli to have a connection, a communication with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We blow on the min ha-netzar karosika, we blow on the narrow side, anoni ba-nerchavka, the Rabbanu Shalom here is on the, it's like a telephone. We're on this side, Rabbanu Shalom on the other side. This is a communication. We can use the whole Bria, becomes a kesher between human beings and the Rabbanu Shalom. The whole world was created for human beings to serve, to mechasher themselves to the Rabbanu Shalom, and the whole Bria gets its importance when a human being blows his neshama into it. So that shows how important the human being is. That's zichronos. And shofros is the kli. But shofars also has another in by itself. It's not only the kli to bring malchios and zichronos, it also tells us what is the relation. Now I know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is important to me, I need him, I know I'm important to him, so there's a relationship. Now what is that relationship? That's shofros, which is Matan Torah, his galus Hashem. The Rebbe Lashem revealed what he wants that relationship to be. Gave us a Torah and told us what our responsibilities are, his responsibilities are, through the Nevi'im, through the Ksuvim. There's a kesher between us and the Rebbe Lashem. So Malchios, Achronos, and Shofros is Malchios, I recognize how important HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to me. Zichronos, I understand how important I am to him. And Shofros is what's the relationship. Now if you want to make yourself a Korban, what's a Korban mean? That you totally give, hand yourself over to the Rebbeinu Shlomo. You negate yourself to the Rebbeinu Shlomo. You have to give yourself over to the Rebbeinu Shlomo. Now, if I want to give something to somebody, somebody tells me, give this to so-and-so. So I need to know three things. I need to know what this is. I go to my house and get this thing and give it to so-and-so. So first I have to say, what is that thing, right? You tell me it's an MP3. I don't know what an MP3 is, right? What does it look like? What is it exactly? So now I know what it is. Go take that, give it to Rafi. I don't know who Rafi is. Right? I don't know who Rafi is. I don't know how to give it to him. So I have to know what the thing is. I have to know who the person I'm giving to it. And what do you mean give it to him? You mean put it in his mailbox? You mean put it in his hand? Right? How do you hand something over? Sometimes you hand something over into the person's hand. Sometimes you tell him a message, whatever. Right? What does it mean to hand over? What is that? What's the process? Once you know those three things, then you can hand that thing over to the other person. If you have to hand yourself over to the Rebbeinu Shlom on Rosh Hashanah, and that's the idea of making yourself a korban, totally putting yourself in the Rebbeinu Shlom's domain, you have to know three things. You have to know who he is, otherwise you don't know who to hand the things over to. You have to know who you are, and you have to know how to hand yourself over. What does that mean? Jump in the air? What do? How do you hand yourself over? That's the relationship. That's Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros. Malchios is knowing who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, Zichronos is knowing who you are, and Shofros is knowing what relationship exists between you and the Rebbeinu Shlom. So when you say Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros, it's mamish making that korban, handing yourself over to the Rebbeinu Shlom by understanding who you are, who Hashem is, and what the relationship is between you. And that's why Rosh Hashanah is a hachana to Yom Kippur. It says, David Hashem, Ori v'yishi. Rosh Hashanah is Ori, Shemeir es Haderech, the Psikta says, L'Yom HaKippur. It sheds light. It enlightens you to get to Yom Kippur. Why? What's the motif of Yom Kippur? Tshuva. Tshuva, in order to really do tshuva, you have to know three things. The Sfarno says this in Parshas Vayelech. You have to know the fact that what a sin is. You have to know what is a sin. You have to know how great the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is, that when you sin, you sinned against him, which makes the sin even greater, because if you sin against nobody, there's no big deal. If you sin against somebody important, it's a big deal. And you have to know who you are, because if you have no potential and you're basically you're good for nothing, then if you do something that's good for nothing, what's a big deal? That's what you're supposed to do. But if you're an important person, you can do better. You have the potential to do very, very good things, and you do bad things, that's a terrible thing. So in order to really be misvadeh and to do tshuva, you have to know what potential you have. You have to know how great the Rebbeinu Shlom is, and you have to know what a chet is. And then, that's what we say, al chet shechatanu lefanecha. Al chet, I recognize what a chet is. Shechatanu, who sinned? Me. And I recognize what my potential is, what I am, what I could have done better. Lefanecha, and who did I sin against? You. So I know all three things, then I can be misvada, then I can be mischaret, then I can do tshuva. In order to know who you are, who the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is, and what your relationship is, you need it first, Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros. Once you had on Rosh Hashanah, Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros, then on Yom Kippur you can say, Al-Khet, Shechaton L'Panecha. Now you know who you are, you know who the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is, and you know what the relationship is, you know what a chet is. So in order to come to Yom Kippur, you first have to go through a Rosh Hashanah where you give yourself over to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam by knowing who you are, who he is, and what your relationship is. Namely, you can come on Yom Kippur and know that who you are and who the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is, how terrible the chet is that goes against your grain and rebels against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you can really do tshuva.